We're at the crossroads now, and here's the book. It's actually on the ground, and it should be on its post, but there it is. There was an entry into the book on the 3rd of August, and the person says, "This is my umpteenth visit. I have never seen it so overgrown, and that's really what I'm feeling this year. The growth is incredible." And lots of entries which are talking about the wind this year. Strange how each year there's a different feel to it. I'm Wendy Barber, and I live quite close to the Dorset Gap. I walk it as often as I can, ideally twice a week. I'm a painter, a landscape painter. I'm lucky enough to have a studio only half a mile from the gap itself, and it's a rich area for sketching, painting, and also for walking. I consider myself extremely privileged to live here. This ancient drover's path is what I call my test drover's path, because it's a very evocative spot. And normally, even on a windy day, this is very quiet, but we have such a raging gale today, one could almost be on a cliff walk or by the sea. This is a very special spot, and for me it's peopled with Thomas Hardy's characters. It's gone very still now, and you might perhaps pick up on that magic. And you could well bump into Tess coming down on her carriage, just enjoying the quietness of it and falling asleep, which is of course what she did in the story. And that's what is magic about this place for me. You feel very connected to tradition when you walk the Ridgeway, and drawing it gives up even more. This is the spot I call my bank, and it's because it's absolutely beautiful and quiet. The vegetation's amazing. In the spring we have so many herbs and beautiful things, and right now we've got vetch, and there's also wild thyme and oregano, and later on in the year wild strawberries, and I love to stand here and contemplate the beauty and stillness of it. Not a drawing spot, but it's a good contemplation spot.
Hi there, I'm Mark Hammock. Welcome to the Gaggle of Geese in Buckland Museum. Twice a year we have a charity poultry auction in aid of local charities. They occur on Whit Monday, which is the last bank holiday in May, and then on the second Sunday in September.
Do you need a number? Yes, please. There you go. Do you need a catalogue as well?
Yes, please.
2 quid.
63.
Lovely. Take your number.
I'm checking the stock in as it arrives, and I'm giving all the breeders their pen numbers in which to place the stock. We've had one or two mistakes this morning where the pen's been allocated to the wrong person, but it's something we can overcome, I think. And we're so lucky to have a lovely sunny day. Somebody's looking upon us favourably, I think.
Like most of the people here, I keep a few birds as a hobby and sell some of the surplus here twice a year. Three lots of silver pheasants and some small ornamental ducks, which are down there. Sorry, I've got to go and water me pheasants.
Here's a good pen here, boys. What have we got here? Three black Orpington pullet. Well, that'll all be 60 quid. Put them in. 20 to start. 20, I got a £20 bid. Look what I'm doing here. Three big birds. At £20 bid at 22, 4, 6, 8, 32, 4.
My name's Richard Hicks, and I am the auctioneer here today. I've been coming here, oh, it's got to be 30 years. But actually, auctioneering, I've been doing it now with a colleague for the last 7 years, I suppose. Since I've been doing it, this is the third or fourth landlord. Every time they come, they join in and keep carrying it on. It's great when you can do it for charity. I wouldn't know how many thousands it have raised over the years, but it is colossal.
At 42. At 42, and you all that away at 42. 83. Thank you, sir. Two golden age orbiters, put them straight in.
We're just on the upper chest at the moment, I think. The nose is over there, eyes are over there. This is the elbow, which we were working on yesterday. We haven't got to the delicate part yet, which... I don't know if I fancy working on the delicate part. I don't know if I fancy interfering with him like that, but...
working on his upper chest. The appropriate word is his nipples.
I'm Robert Rhodes. I'm the National Trust Head Warden for West Dorset, and I'm here today and for the rest of the week helping with the project to rechalk the St Albus Giant. This year we've had problems with the giant based around the lack of sheep that have been up there grazing, and the grass has become really long and overgrown. But also the wet summer has meant that there is lots of moss and lichen growing on the giant. And also naturally over time the chalk loses its colour. It loses its whiteness and goes grey colour and degrades. So the time had come, 7 years since we last did the rechalking, the time had come to do it all over again.
I live here, I look out onto the hill every day, I walk up here most afternoons and evenings, and it's become a little bit overgrown and you couldn't see it very well for the last couple of years. So the opportunity was to volunteer. Being local, I thought, come up here and do some work.
I've done the job twice before. The last time I was here, I was involved in carrying chalk from the head of the hill down to the giant. It was quite a tricky undertaking because the slope is nearly vertical and you can very, very easily slip and spill the lot all over the landscape, you know, which would be a disaster.
Oh, it'd be brilliant. It'd be nice to think that you've worked on this and people over hundreds of years have been coming up here and keeping the giant clean. And it's nice to know that we're doing the same job now in 2008.
The Hillfield Project is a peace, environment and reconciliation project based at the Friary of St Francis Hillfield. My name is Richard Thornbury and I'm a volunteer on the project. It's quite a diversity of tasks involved in being a volunteer. One of the large areas is the kitchen garden, which is basic sort of digging, weeding. We try to grow as much of the food as we can for the community in a sensitive, loving way, so the garden is organic. And what the project aims to do is to embody and reflect upon what the ethos and teaching of St Francis has to contribute to a modern dialogue about peace and the environment.
Choosing to live according to the perfection of the Holy Gospel, I am resolved and promised for myself and for my brothers to have the same loving care.
There's a very good sense of camaraderie and community both between the volunteers and between the volunteers and the brothers. I've definitely made some really lasting friendships here with people with a similar disposition and people in a similar place. And I think it's something special when you make a friendship when you're in a place where you're on a journey, where you're on a journey of exploration of yourself, of your relationship with the environment and your relationship with God, then you really open up to each other on a special level. And that's a good foundation for a friendship, I think.
I'm Brother Hugh. I've lived in this friary for about 8 or 9 years of the last 24. I've just had 4 years in London, but it's lovely to have been back for about 6 months in the countryside because I was getting a bit tired of the big city. But in London I did a lot of bicycling. So now I've found myself a wonderful mountain bike on the Sherborne Dump, and I can now get to the top of the hill here, and I did several miles on the Ridgeway the other day with not a single puncture. When they got home, they got a puncture on the tarmac. Over the years, I've done lots of walking on the Ridgeway, but now I plan to go rather further afield. Every time I come back here, it feels like coming home.
We're at Maiden Newton Village Hall. We've got a fundraising event. We're having a brunch for the village. It's to raise money for an event we're having on the 6th of June in 2010. It's a community event, Maiden Newton at War, where the whole village goes back to the 40s. So at the moment, we're frantically doing breakfasts and brunches so that the community come and have something to eat on a Sunday and raise funds as well.
My
My name is Andy Elliott. I'm one of the organisers of Maiden Newton at War, which is an event celebrating some of the good bits of the 1940s and remembering some of the bits that weren't quite as good about the 1940s, obviously including the hardships of war and the loss of life that included. Maiden Newton itself could have played quite a key role had there been an invasion. It was created as an anti-tank island because of its location where the roads come together, the river comes together, but more importantly the railway lines, the Bridport Branch Line and at the time the Great Western Railway, all came through Maiden Newton and made it quite a strategic place to defend. I don't want people to forget, this isn't just about the war, it's about the 1940s in its entirety, and we've all been doing things like learning how to jive and so on, so we can enjoy the events to its full, and just try to have a little bit of fun and learn a bit at the same time.